إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we have entered the month of Muharram. Today is the fourth of it. And Alhamdulillah, I think it's good to remind ourselves of the importance of this month and the importance of Ashura, which is the 10th, and a day on which it is recommended to fast. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith in Muslim, where he said that the year is 12 months, of which 4 are sacred, the 3 consecutive months of Dhul Qa'idah, Dhul Hijjah and Muharram, and Rajab, which comes between Jamada, Jamadil Awwal and Shaban. So Muharram is one of the sacred months of the year. It's the blessed and sacred months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this in his kalam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi 12 shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard minha arba'atun hurum. ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, in this ayah he mentioned this very clearly, the number of months, and said that behold, the number of months in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12 months laid down in Allah's decree on the day when he created the heavens and the earth, and out of these 4 are sacred, and this is the ever true law of Allah. Do not then sin against yourselves with regard to these months. So now especially while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said la tazlimu fi inna, Allah is mentioning the importance of these months, and he is important, and the importance of especially not committing sins in these months. Now obviously committing sin at any time is bad, but committing a sin during one of the holy months is especially bad, because that is the month in which we get more reward for doing good deeds, and there is more problem with also committing sins. So it works both ways. Now Muharram is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, to confirm this sanctity, Allah said, "Do not wrong yourselves therein," meaning do not wrong yourselves in the sacred months. With regard to Muharram, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of fasting after Ramadan is fasting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's month of Muharram. Now, therefore, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never fasted the full month of any month except Ramadan, but he used to fast a lot of the month of Shaban, and he recommended fasting in Muharram. It is likely that the virtue of Muharram was not revealed to him until the end of his life, before he was able to fast during this month. So he recommended this, but he used to fast more in Shaban, and that's what he used to do before this was revealed to him. We know also from Ibn Abdul Salam, radiallahu anhu, one of the very famous Zahiri scholars, in his kitab Qawaid al-Ahkam, he said that times and places may be given preferred status in two ways, either temporal or religious. With regard to the temporal and religious, this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows his generosity on his slaves at those times or in those places by giving a greater reward for deeds done, such as giving a greater reward for fasting in Ramadan than for fasting at all other times, and also on the day of Ashura, the virtue of which is due to Allah's generosity and kindness towards his slaves on that particular day. Now, what is meant here is that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses some days or some months, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses some times over others, this is the prerogative and the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator and as the one we worship. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the day of Friday of Jumu'ah is special importance, not because there is anything special in Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is a day like any other day, but it becomes important because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it important. So Jumu'ah is a special day because Allah made it like that. In Jumu'ah there is a particular sa'ah which has not been revealed exactly what time that is, but there is a particular time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all the du'as that are made to him, and therefore there is great virtue in Jumu'ah, in making du'a, in sending salat and salam on Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Ramadan the best of the months, and therefore He prescribed fasting in Ramadan. In Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the last 10 nights the best of the nights, and in those last 10 nights He gave special precedence to the odd nights, and in the odd nights He placed Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah the best days of the year, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes any good deed that is done. Allah likes that good deed more than a similar good deed done at any other time of the year, which is the good deed that is done in the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided the time for Hajj, the time for Yawmul Arafah. Allah could have made it any time of the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose it when He chose it. So this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is His prerogative as the creator and as our ilah, as the only one we worship, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first, in the last third of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven. Again, Allah has chosen a particular time of the day, a particular time of the night, to give His special mercy to the people, and that is the time of Tahajjud, the last third of the night, and therefore this is Allah's prerogative, and that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Muharram, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the 10th of Muharram as a day of particular significance. The Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that Rasulullah came to Medina and he saw the Jews fasting on the day of Ashura. He said, "What is this?" They said, "This is the righteous day. It is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the Bani Israel from their enemies. So Musa alayhi salam fasted on this day." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "We have more right to Musa than you." So he fasted on that day and commanded the Muslims to fast also on that day. And this is in this hadith is in Bukhari. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that in order to distinguish and differentiate from the Jews, in order to differentiate the position of Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also suggested that, he said that next year, he said, if Allah gives me the tawfiq and if He gives me life, then I will also fast on the 9th of Ramadan. And therefore, it is preferable to fast on the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th if you are not able to fast on the 9th, and not just 10th alone. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha said that people used to fast on the 10th of Muharram also in the days of Jahiliyyah, for various reasons, whatever those reasons were. Perhaps she said that it is, Al-Qurtubi actually says that perhaps the Quraysh used to fast on that day on the basis of some past law, such as that of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So these are some things that talk about the virtue of the day of Ashura itself. In a hadith in Bukhari, again reported by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, "I never saw Rasulullah so keen to fast any day and give it priority over any other than this day, the day of Ashura, and this month," meaning Ramadan. So he preferred fasting on Ramadan. He preferred the fasting of Ramadan over any other time, and he preferred the fasting of Yawmul Ashura on any other time. Now, which day is Ashura? Ashura refers to the 10 days, and therefore it refers to the 10th day, and therefore it is the 10th day of Muharram, and Tasua is the 9th day of Muharram. And Imam An-Nawawi says Ashura and Tasua are two elongated names. The vowels are elongated as is stated in the books in the Arabic language. Our companions said Ashura is the 10th of Muharram and Tasua is the 9th day. And this is the opinion of Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh, and that of the majority of scholars. And this is the apparent meaning of the hadith, is that we understand from the general wording, and is also what is usually understood by the scholars of the language. So this is just as a matter of interest in terms of what is Ashura. Now, it is encouraged to fast Taswa with Ashura, which is 9th and 10th. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, when Rasulullah fasted on Ashura and commanded the Muslims to fast as well, they said, O Messenger of Allah, it is a day that is venerated by the Jews and the Christians. Nabi said, if I live to see the next year, inshallah, we will fast on the 9th day also. But it happened that Nabi passed away before the next year came. So effectively, he fasted on Ashura only in 1 year. Then the following year, Rasulullah ﷺ passed away. The benefit of fasting on Ashura is the forgiveness of sins for the previous year, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that and to make sure that we fast on this day. Now, it is fasting on Ashura is also, whether it's even if it's a Friday, it is recommended to do that. This year in India, we will fast inshallah on Friday and Saturday, Friday being the 9th and Saturday being the 10th of Muharram inshallah. I think in Saudi Arabia, it is Thursday and Friday, 9th and 10th. And the rest of the Middle East perhaps. So, but in India, this is 9th is Friday, which is the coming Friday, and 10th is the Saturday. So please make sure that you fast on these 2 days, inshallah. And I think that's just a reminder about Ashura and about fasting. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the fasting from us, to accept Ashura, to give us the benefit of His forgiveness, and to save us from all forms of innovation, all forms of bid'at which are associated with Ashura among people who do not have knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all of that. All that is required to be done is fasting, and for the rest, whatever normal ibadat that you do, azkar and so on and so forth, just continue to do them. There's nothing special to be done on that particular day apart from the fasting, and that's all other things like cooking special meals or wearing new clothes and special prayers and specially sacrificing an animal on that day for that day. All of these things are not from the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or from the sunnah of any of his Khulafa Rashideen or from the Sahaba. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all such fitan and to enable us to follow the deen in its purest and most blessed form as was brought by Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.